The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Monday edition. And I hope that all of the mothers in our audience had a wonderful day yesterday. I hope you did. I hope you had a wonderful day. I hope Joy did. Dinner with one of our daughters on Saturday night. Dinner with our son last night. So I hope she had a good day. She certainly deserves it. And I have wondered whether I should say this, but I'm going to. Hey, by the way, I don't think I gave the phone number. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I mentioned this on Friday, if you were listening, and I mentioned that Mother's Day is not a wonderful, cheerful, encouraging day for all mothers. It isn't. There are mothers who have lost children. Mother's Day is not a happy day for them. There are mothers who have children that are estranged from them for one reason or another. It's not a happy day for them. There are women who have tried to get pregnant, to have children they've been unable to. They've had miscarriages, in some cases many. Mother's Day is not a happy day for them. And while we need to celebrate mothers, we must not forget those that are hurting as well. With that said, I try hard not to mention very much about our home church. Most of you know, Joy and I had the wonderful privilege of planting a church in Westerville and pastored there, had a wonderful ministry for 25 years, and then God led us to begin Cross Power Ministries 19 and a half years ago, and we have enjoyed every minute of that. But I wasn't pastoring. I resigned the church, and we needed a church. And many years ago, God led us to Genoa Baptist in Westerville, and that's our home church. And there are so many, many, many wonderful churches in the Central Ohio area, so it's rare that I mention anything about our church, the church that we're members of. I occasionally say, hey, we were in our home church, had a great time, because we're usually out on the road traveling. It's rare that we are at our home church. We're usually out doing a service for Crosspower. With all that said, I have to say this. I believe Frank Carl, pastor of Genoa, preached the single most powerful, most applicable Mother's Day message I have ever heard yesterday. And that includes well over 25 Mother's Day messages that I have preached. Probably altogether, I preached 30 or more Mother's Day messages on Mother's Day through the years. And I've heard many others. I've read many others. Now, here's the reason I bring it up, not to pat Frank Carl on the back or to try to get you to go to Genoa. Here's the reason I brought it up. For women in our audience who are going through a tough time, may I say parents, not just mothers, but fathers as well, to parents who are going through a tough time, struggling, go to the Genoa website. I don't even know what it is. GenoaBaptist.org. I don't know. I'm not sure. And listen to yesterday's message. I don't believe I've ever said that before, but it was so unusually powerful, applicable. I cannot tell you how it ministered to Joy and I. I needed that message yesterday. I needed it. And this is coming from a pastor, a preacher. But hey, we need to be preached to as well. We need a good message. So again, the only reason I bring it up, if you are a parent, a mom or a dad, and you're going through a tough time, you're struggling with some things, go to their website. And it's been ages since I've been there, but I think it's pretty easy to find the Sunday sermon. And you may be able to watch it. In fact, you probably can. If you can't watch it, listen to it. It's from Hosea chapter 11. And not only is it a masterpiece the way it was done, the truth, the biblical truth, will just minister to your heart. And again, I don't know that I've ever said that, but I mean that. And again, the only reason I brought it up is because many of you need that message. Go to the website, Genoa Baptist, and listen to yesterday's sermon. You'll be very glad that you did. Now, here is breaking news today. We have been following this case of Tree of Life Christian School versus the city of Upper Arlington. Several years ago, Tree of Life Christian School purchased a large building. It was the former America Online Time Warner building, and they purchased it to move their school so they could expand the school. They could house 1,200 students. Now, that would be a lot of jobs. 1,200 students, that's a pretty good-sized school. But as a school, it would not pay the same taxes as a business would. And so the city of Upper Arlington got their knickers all in a knot and said, well, we want more money. To the city of Upper Arlington, it's not about helping people. It's not about educating kids. It's not about getting jobs. It's about money, 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 money. This is the city of Upper Arlington, sadly. And if any city of Upper Arlington officials are listening to this program, I hope you're ashamed of yourself. So anyway, they would not allow zoning. They applied for zoning after it purchased, and you know, and some would say, well, they should have checked on the zoning first. Well, the city of Upper Arlington had given zoning to daycares in a similar case, so they assumed they could get the proper zoning. Well, years have passed now. It's gone through the courts. The Alliance Defending Freedom came to the side of Tree of Life Christian School. It was taken to the Supreme Court, and this morning, the Supreme Court said, no, we won't hear it. Now, that doesn't mean they declared that Upper Arlington was right or that the Tree of Life Christian School was wrong. They just refused to take up the case. It's just very, very sad. So, Tree of Life Christian Schools versus City of Arlington this morning. Quote, the U.S. Supreme Court declined to take up the case of an Ohio Christian school prevented from educating students in its own building. So we are reaching out to Alliance Defending Freedom. We're going to try to get a representative from them as soon as possible. What does this mean? Does this mean it's over, done, finished? I honestly don't know. I don't know. But I know this. It is incredibly sad. And City of Upper Arlington should be ashamed of themselves. They should. My opinion, obviously. Hey, we're going to take a break. When we come back, an update on the family, the entire family that was killed on Thursday, May 2nd, up on Lewis Center Road here in Central Ohio. And I think we now know the cause of death, and it's tragic. We'll be back.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Well, let me get to the bad news first. I think the entire community has grieved over the four family members from up on Lewis Center Road who were found dead in their home on May 2nd. Four family members, the Ryder family, and two dogs. Carbon monoxide poisoning was suspected. Well, a preliminary investigation of the appliances in the home has determined that the tankless hot water heater was emitting dangerous levels of carbon monoxide into the home. Now, this is not official yet, but this is what Genoa Township is releasing. And here's what just makes it, to me, even sadder. The hot water heater was installed by the father and a friend. I have no idea what the father did for a living. I don't know whether he had professional expertise to install this hot water heater, but well, let me read it. During a preliminary investigation of appliances, police and fire personnel observed the exhaust pipe on top of the hot water heater was slightly dislodged. A Delaware County Code Compliance Inspector examined the water heater on May 2nd, reported it did appear to be code compliant, but no permit was on file for the installation as required by Ohio Residential Code, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. On May 3rd, Genoa Township Police Department had the hot water heater and furnace examined by a forensic engineering company. When an operational trial was initiated, the water heater immediately began emitting high levels of carbon monoxide. The testing had to be stopped because of the high levels and so forth. It didn't appear to be tampered. This happened, a very similar instance happened in, I believe it was Marion, Ohio, not long ago. Same brand of hot water heater was installed, and it required a kit to change over from natural gas to propane. And in doing that, the exhaust pipe was dislodged in some way. The company had released a recall on some of their tankless water heaters, but evidently not on this one. So over in Montgomery County, there was a similar case in Montgomery County where the exhaust pipe was dislodged, quote, in what seems to be the same location and manner as the unit in the Ryder home. So anyway, it it appears that it was the hot water heater, a tankless hot water heater, that was installed by the father and a friend. Now, it's sad any way you look at it, but I think that makes it even more sad. So anyway, that is a preliminary determination as to where the carbon monoxide came from. Not the furnace, but a hot water heater. And the family had been complaining to family and friends for several days that they weren't feeling well, that they felt sick. Well, that was the beginning of the carbon monoxide poisoning. Just sad. And just a reminder, you know, to have natural gas, propane appliances checked on a regular basis. And then one of America's box office sweethearts, Doris Day, is dead at the age of 97. She passed away early this morning at her Carmel Valley home in California. She had celebrated her 97th birthday just last month with nearly 300 fans who had gathered to celebrate with her. She had recently contracted a serious case of pneumonia, which resulted in her death. She was the number one box office star in 1960, 62, 63, and 64. I am saddened by the way CNN reported this. The first sentence in CNN's report of this, very first sentence, quote, Doris Day, the box office queen and singing star whose wholesome, all-American image belied an often turbulent personal life has died. Why do that? She was 97 years old. Why in the first sentence, the all-American image belied an often turbulent personal life? Give the woman, you know, just... Our news media is just incredibly sick. And then very quickly, before the top of the hour, most of you are familiar with Brother Andrew, who founded Open Doors many years ago. We have cooperated with Open Doors on many occasions here on Bob Rennie Live. Well, he celebrates 91 years today. Today is his birthday. Brother Andrew, founder of Open Doors, who risked his life on multiple occasions to smuggle Bibles into mostly communist countries. His nickname was God's Smuggler. Well, it still is. God's Smuggler. He is 91 years old today. Happy birthday, Brother Andrew. All right, quick break. Much, much more Bob Rennie Live coming up just ahead.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.